Cali.
My mom, half my family is from there, yeah.
Spanish, yeah. Too.
Sí.
Hola, español.
Hablo muy bien.
So, I'm just trying to, you know, some kind of interview with
yeah, you can ask me anything you want.
Yes.
How many girls do you fuck
tonight? How many jerks?
Not enough, man. I gotta go catch a fucking plane.
Yes, I know, yeah. What does this keep you on the black metal scene so much years long? About so much years, what is the force that makes you on, that makes you going, you know, forward with the band and everything
yeah.
else? Which is the force that you have?
Yeah, what drives me? What drives me?
Yes.
Is to be to make some of the best music for people. That's what drives me. I want people to feel that they're listening to something that they feel is missing.
Yes.
That's what I want. That's what drives me.
Well, actually, you do it very good. Actually.
And but in a spiritual sense, it's
yes.
A lot of mystical occult philosophies that I have
yes.
that connect with the thought of being the best I can, being the heaviest, being the darkest, being the most everything that I can. Very disciplined, very... you know, it's almost a sacred philosophy for me, is music. So that's what keeps me going. And of course, I want, like all musicians, we want every album to be the best, better than the previous. But mine is not just because I want to be better musically every album, but I want to fulfill people's emotions more every time, almost to an orgasmic level. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
I want people to go
in Qatar.
Fuck. This may not be the best band ever, no, but fuck. This has something in it. What is it?
Yes.
Okay, that's what keeps me going. Is to create magic through music. That's
I'm very,
sounds,
good.
Sounds,
very good.
Sounds cliche, but
no.
I really mean it.
You know something. I never talk to anybody from a band that tells something that you tell now. You know, because everybody's just like you know, worrying about the looks. And
yeah.
Spikes on the hands. And
yeah, that's not for me.
That's not the important stuff, man. The important
no.
stuff is there in their head. It's the way
yeah.
you behave on stage.
You know,
the way you act
sure.
on stage.
And there's many people, not many, but there's a few people that will never understand the band. They won't like Inquisition.
Of course.
That's
natural,
normal.
Yes.
It's natural. And but there's some people that eventually connect
yes.
with the band, and they understand it, and they come up to me and they say, you know, I used to not like you guys, I used to not like the vocals,
yes.
but I saw you live, and now I understand.
And that's a good question. Where did you have the idea to? Where did you inspire yourself to put that kind of vocal on the band?
Okay, I wanted contrast. I wanted to create a form of quote black metal that was heavy, big sound and sound, you know,
yes.
kind of like death metal, you know.
Yeah.
Big. But then I wanted vocals that this is the music, all right?
Heavy.
And then over the music in the back. I wanted something that was like it was some
like a ceremonial
spirit.
Yes, some kind of invocation.
Speaking,
yes.
speaking over
yes.
this brutal foundation.
Yeah.
You see,
great idea.
I wasn't worried about sounding macabre, like, or but you know, but I wanted something that was like the contrast,
yeah.
grim but heavy.
Yes.
Those two. That's why. I experimented.
Did
of course,
you have
I was,
any kind of, you know,
influence?
Fingers or something, influence?
Yeah, yeah. Rob Darkin on Thousand Swords album, A Braveland.
Oh,
Yeah, I liked his vocals on Thousand Swords album. Of course, some things from Attila, some things from Immortal.
Of course.
Yeah. And so I took those ideas and I wanted to make something more ceremonial.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
What about the, you know, the technique that you have on the guitars?
Where did I get that?
Yeah, where did you get that?
From
very different.
Sure.
From any other guitar player?
Sure.
That saw.
Combining a classical guitar,
yeah.
Like acoustic.
Yeah.
And again, some old Immortal style, like Pure Holocaust.
Oh yeah.
Demon Az.
Yes.
I loved his style.
Yeah.
And I thought, if I could take something like his style, but make it heavier and even faster in some parts, and incorporate my classical guitar, because I studied 5 years classical guitar.
Oh, yeah?
And if I mixed all that. So it's several things. But mainly, the biggest inspiration was the early Norwegian style with my classical school.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I thought, huh. And then I thought, well, there's something missing. I need heavy stuff. I need heavy riffs. So I started worrying about the lower notes and the big power chords.
Yeah.
Three-note chords.
Yeah.
Not one or two, but big, big chords. Everything big. That's the important thing. That's the key. The most.
So it's, you know, I speak to a lot of friends of mine that never saw you guys on the stage or nothing. And I speak about, you know, your guitar style of, you know, playing, because you have to combine the lower notes and the higher notes also, because you're the only man with the guitar on the hand.
Yeah,
you know,
and
no
the,
bass player,
no
other guitar, you know.
And it just, that's the style also.
Yes.
Even if we had
a unique
guitar, I'd still do the same.
You are breathing like a unique style of, you know, black metal.
I'm trying.
Yes. You are being quite well succeeded.
Thanks, man. I'm glad you guys like
what
it.
What do you think about the Portuguese experience, the gigs, the public?
Oh, it's great. It's ritual. It's dark, you know. People over here are a lot deeper in thought. Seems like the southern Latin countries, people are a lot more mystical. More mystical. I think it's our fifth.
Fifth time in Portugal.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, it doesn't
just
seem like
just a couple
it.
Of years, about
since
like 2004 to 2005?
No. Seven.
Since 2007,
yeah.
That's very good, you know.
Oh, seven,
been here
yeah.
for a lot of times now.
Yeah.
And I hope you come here.
We will, man.
More time.
Of course. We will. We gotta go now. I gotta save my voice too.
Yeah.
We have a show tomorrow. Kings of Black Metal. Yeah, with a bunch of bands: Immortals, Ethereal, Impiety.
What do you think? The other bands which you speak to, what do they think about your sound? About your stuff?
Between bands, many bands don't say anything.
Yeah.
Some bands do express their thoughts, like you are. There's a lot of bands that like Inquisition a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, lots of bands. Give us good support. I like it.
What about the older, you know, the older history about Inquisition?
The old days? Yeah, I was like 15 when I wrote the thrash metal in the 80s, man.
You started like a thrash metal.
I've been playing for a lot. Yeah, I'm 38 years old. I've been playing for a long time.
Yeah,
goes even further back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, we made a special edition on our show.
You did?
On a radio show about the Inquisition, of course. Because me and him, we like your band very
excellent,
much.
Excellent, man. That sounds like it.
Like a special edition about only about the history of Inquisition.
No
and
kidding.
We talked about all of that stuff and everything. So it was... When you look, you know, to your past, what do you get from there? What is the difference between the first, the early days of Inquisition and now?
Time. That's
everything.
Everything goes with the times. You know, those were the early days, and that's what I was doing. That's what was being done in metal.
And what was the thing that drove you to come to the United
Again?
States?
Oh, well, half my family is from there.
Oh, yeah.
So personal reasons, I wanted to move back. Yeah.
Of course, the United States is
start over
very much better for you.
Yeah, just push the reset button. Push reset button. Put form of expression.
Yeah.
You know, start new life. Find a new drummer, and then it's like a new band, but the same name.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I gotta go. I gotta save my voice.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.